A research by Effective States and Inclusive Development, ESSID, indicates that Ghana's sustained growth does not correspond with its structural transformation. This is largely due to the macroeconomic imbalances and the competitive nature of the economy. The findings showed that the services sector, which has assumed a dominant position, is characterized by low productivity and wages. The emergence of the services sector means a decline in the agriculture sector, with the manufacturing sector being stagnant. Here's a report by Amasewa Bediakon.
The research, which was in collaboration with CDD Ghana and other partners, was in four folds. These are Ghana's political settlement and constraints to structural transformation, the politics of governing natural resources in Ghana towards inclusive development, politics and health service delivery, insights from Ghana, and how politics shape the quality of education in Ghana. The findings established that political patronage and personalization remains rife in the political sphere and is characterized by a weak public sector. This tends to hamper production of quality public goods and the management of the macroeconomy to facilitate growth. A director of research at ESID, Sam Hickley, said solving the macroeconomic challenges is critical to the country's progress, as revealed by the research.
Our understanding is that development interventions needs to be based on good evidence. There is a growing amount of evidence that it's politics that shapes how development processes and outcomes work out. So what we need to do is to understand those links between politics and development more clearly, and then use that as a basis for informing policymakers on the next steps they should be taking. I think Ghana is in a very difficult position, because on the one hand, its former politics has enabled it to deliver to it.